Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
In the studio and ready to go, as you can join us, 426-1093 is the text message line. You can get in, ask your questions. We've got a couple already that we'll get to on the program. Here we are all together. How we doing, fellas?
Thank goodness you're back.
Look, it's been a off and on. I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, last week was different. I had to be, mom had something going on, and I had to take care of the kids. But yeah.
Yep.
We're all right.
Went to Atlanta tournament with 6-year-old all-star team.
Oh, my gosh.
Popping out babies.
Dude, let me tell you. we got hammered by some kids that had to be 10, and we were 6 years old, right? It was awful.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough.
I've seen that.
It was rough, man. But, you know, it is what it is. We're here.
Yep.
Today, Coach Clem's going to join us in the big segment. He'll be with us around 6:30. We'll talk recruiting class, transfer portals. We'll talk what we think with the draft, this, that, and everything else. In that part of the program, the next segment, we'll just kind of let Yancey toss out a subject, and he and Chuck are going to banter back and forth on that. I need to remind you about First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, they're ready to help you on your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Everybody have a good weekend, though?
I mean,
all in all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really good. I think it's, you know, with the world of the NIL and portal and nothing ever stops in sports world, right? You thought baseball would be done with the World Series, but I mean, we're right in the heat of the portal ends for players to get into the portal. I guess Wednesday, July the 2nd. So that's a big day for Ole Miss and all the schools around the country. Again, you can continue to sign players out of the portal, and I believe there's still like 1,200 available in the portal. So there'll be plenty of players for all the teams to pick up. But you cannot enter the portal after Wednesday. And then we got the draft in a couple of weeks. So it's going to be big for the program, as we'll go over with Clem on that.
And all the football players are here. The second semester of summer school started last Thursday. It'll go through, I think, the 26th or 27th of July. And then the team reports on the 29th officially, because they play on the 29th of August. But they report on the 29th of July.
So to our text message person, there you go. They have all reported. So yeah. You already answered one of the questions we had football, right?
No casualties, as far as I was told.
Yeah, I saw Jamarius Brown earlier. I was picking up renewing my car tag, and I asked him about the young pups. I said, how are they? He said, they're the real deal. So these freshmen that are coming in, these defensive linemen, he's really high on them. And good gosh, he's gotten big, Chuck. Brown has. I thought he was more like 6'1", maybe 6'2". He looks 6'3", 330. I mean, he's a big old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Big good old deal. Boy. He's going to be on a lot of all SEC teams, I predict, after this season.
Well, you got Harris and Echols and him, and just hunting a fourth.
Yep.
Hunting a fourth.
Yep.
Five Things from Yancey brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operates 9 of those Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. The addition of middle infielder Dom Decker from Murray State leaves Ole Miss in a very good position entering the MLB draft in a couple weeks. They have picked up a couple potential left-handed pitcher weekend starters, 2 more weekend candidates from the right side, and a good shutdown reliever. Thought number 2, now it's all about the MLB draft and maybe finding a good shortstop at the right price if one becomes available. Any more additions, it's just gravy on top, depending on how the draft goes. Thought number 3, speaking of the draft, it's a pretty much foregone conclusion that Mason Morris and Luke Hill will most likely be off to the MLB. All eyes are now set on Hunter Elliott. But let's not forget about the other key players who are eligible for the draft, and Judd Utomart, Will McCloskey, Austin Foley, and Will Furness. All 4 of those will be key pieces to the 2016 if they all come back. Thought number 4, out of all the high school baseball signees, shortstop Corey James was the only signee who didn't show up at Ole Miss for summer workouts. So you'd have to assume Corey is MLB bound. The rest of the 9 high school signees look to be good bets to make it to Ole Miss. And the last thought of the day, the football commitment from edge rusher and top 100 national recruit Landon Barnes was music to my ears. But I have a feeling there will be several more blue chips jump in the boat over the next few days. This is building up to be a monster week for the Ole Miss football program.
Be sure and get your text messages in at 662-426-1093. We'll get to those texts. We've got injury reports. We'll do some more recruiting. We've got all kinds of things to get to. Plus, Coach Mike Clement will be on with us at around 6:30. Next, we'll see what's on the mind even further of Yancey Porter. Hold on.
Summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And we continue to ask you to send those text messages at 662-426-1093. End of the show. Now, this part's brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. Over 20 years experience, proven track record to help retirees invest, not outlive those savings during retirement. So, if you're nearing or already retired, give the Faris Group office a call, 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation.
Yeah, you know, we're, what, 8-9 Saturdays away?
I think it's nine.
Yeah. It's right here.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to wrap up this thing with baseball with Clement and get his ideas on, you know, what – could possibly go on with the draft and who else can be in the program, and then, you know, we're off to the races with football. So let's talk a little football, Chucky and Gary. Chuck, you know, entering, I guess, you know, two-a-days, what we used to call them in August, who are the players maybe in your mind, maybe two or three players that were on the team last year that you think can make a big jump this season?
Well, obviously where we need them to take a big jump is on the defensive line and on the offensive line.
Yeah.
This is a trenches league. I mean, it all starts up front in the SEC, and people say, oh, well, you can win with a great quarterback and great wide receivers and a great – no, you can't. Not the way we want to win.
Yep.
You can win 7. You can win 8, you know. But is that what we're shooting for? Given a $20 million NIL this year, I don't think so. I think you're shooting for a lot more than that. So the guys in the trenches have got to step up in August. I think Cam Franklin is a key. He showed some flashes last year, but he's got to be more consistent this year. And I think he might be a guy that can do like Jared Ivey, play inside or outside, I think.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Could he be a candidate for that fourth sometimes in that DT rotation?
I think he can. And the other guy that I'm anxious to see this August is Anthony Maddox, because, like I said, we need a fourth tackle on that defensive line. I think everything else is pretty solid there. If Womack and Umana Mellon, the younger Umana Mellon, are everything they're supposed to be, we know Gitt's good. Centurion Perkins is going to be all SEC caliber. I feel pretty comfortable with Daugherty and linebacker, you know, and it all, like I said, it all starts up front. And then on offense, Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams have to be healthy. They just have to get healthy. They're our two tackles. I think guards and center, we're going to be okay, even though we're inexperienced at center with Bryson Sanders. I think he's been groomed long enough that he ought to be good. So That's where it is. Like, we got to have Diego and Jaden Williams, that experience, that age, that size, that talent has got to be healthy.
You know, there's been a nice spirited debate on your message board about the offensive line and maybe about the philosophy of the way to spend that NIL revenue sharing now money. And, you know, there's only so much to go around, and we all know offensive line takes the longest to develop to really be a key contributor on the field. It seems to be that Lane and them are spending more money on players they think that can contribute pretty early. Do you agree with that philosophy, or do you think that's even correct, that they're maybe saving and not getting these big-time offensive linemen like we're seeing at some other spots? Is that the right move to make, or are they trying to get them and they're just getting beat for them?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know what the philosophy is. I know that they're not getting what I would consider their fair share of these highly recruited offensive linemen right now. They're missing them. And I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some people are defending it saying, well, they'll just pick them up in the portal in 2 years. And that may be so, but that's kind of a gamble, don't you think?
It is. Offensive line seems to be the position where they're the fewest amount of really good players, because teams are investing in them. If you're paying them X amount of dollars for 2 years, waiting on year three for them to develop, or are you just going to give them away to another school? And you get that hometown discount. You know, what we see in the NBA, Gary, you see where you stay with that same team, you get a little bit cheaper rate. So it's more expensive down the road to go into the portal to get a true blue chip offensive lineman. But I guess if there's one area of the Kiffin era that is a little puzzling, is that they seem to be able to, you know, go battle with anybody and get who they, you know, get their fair share at all the positions but offensive line.
Well, one thing that's always been a problem at Ole Miss, and I think at Mississippi State too, is Mississippi doesn't produce a lot of offensive linemen that are Laramie Tunsil. Of course, there aren't many Laramie Tunsil. That's sure. A bad example.
Sure.
We get a Terrence Metcalf every once in a while. But
Rod Davis,
yeah,
Patterson from Petal.
But the majority of the time, you know, maybe three or four offensive linemen in the state of Mississippi, and that's where the development comes in. I mean, so you got to go out of state, and those guys are hooked in with Tennessee or Georgia or Alabama or LSU, or, you know, and it's a tough pull.
Speaking of offensive linemen out of the portals, have you heard any word about, you know, during spring, after spring, some of maybe these portal offensive linemen that signed that are surfacing?
Yeah, Kudus, you know, from Arkansas, yeah, doing a good job. I think he's the main one. That's his name, isn't it? Kudus?
Yeah.
Kudus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always get it confused.
The Wilkins kid from Charlotte, he was getting a lot of starting time because of injuries, more or less.
He's doing decent at left guard. That's where they've got him situated. I don't know if he's going to start or not. We'll have to see. The Percy Lewis is
from
a little Auburn. A little heavy. He's going to be probably a backup. He'd probably be the third tackle. And I got to see whether Garrison's going to change his philosophy a little bit with playing a few more players. We'll see.
I think one thing that can help the offensive line is having more efficient, just better running backs than what was on the roster last year. I continue to hear inside the IPF that the Lacey, the kid from Missouri that came in the portal, is really, really good. Going to be a difference maker.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
Because you know, we were a little light there last year, and it showed. We went from like 5.3 yards a carry in 23 down to 3.6 or 3.5. Mm-hmm. And you know, 3.5 is not a terrible effort, but it's a far sight from 5.2 or 5.3, you know, per carry.
You know, I still think, Gary and Chuck, that Diggs, I think he's kind of getting lost in the shuffle. You know, he had several opportunities to go in the portal and go to some other big programs. He stayed. You know, I think now this is 2 years off of the surgery. That's when you really start seeing the green light go again on players that come off ACLs. I think he's going to have a bigger year than a lot of people anticipate.
Well, that's the key, though. Has he gotten back to his LSU form? mean, we know he was a really good back at LSU, and that's what we're hoping he is by the time September rolls around, because he started showing flashes in spring, what little the media got to watch of spring training, which still stuck in my craw a little bit. I don't know why Lane does that, but that's, you know, it's his program. He can do what he wants to. But we didn't get to see a lot. But what I did see, you could see a little bit of explosion coming back. You could see him not favoring the knee at all. I think he's coming around.
And real quickly, before we go against the break, any early word on Skip Mills Knight, the stud running back they signed in high school?
Oh, yeah, he should contribute.
Can he move as good as he looks on the hoof?
That's what I'm hearing. He should contribute pretty early.
Big news.
All right, text messages and injuries come up next. We still have an opportunity for you to get in at 662-426-1093.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, as we roll along, we do have Coach Mike Clement coming up next segment to talk a little bit of everything, and we'll answer some of your text messages when we talk with with Clem. So if we don't get to them right now, understand those are going to be questions we're going to ask him coming up in the next segment. But at 662-426-1093, there are a couple that we'll do now. One person wants to know the offensive coaching staff. So who will be on the field for football on the offensive side?
Yeah, you know, it all starts with Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, he might be the head coach, but he's the head offensive guru himself. And then you look at the offensive coordinator, Charlie Rice. And then Joe Judge, you know, he's pretty much the quarterback coach, right? And then John Garrison, he's the offensive line coach there. Running backs is Kevin Smith. You know, he's been with Lane for many moons. Outside of that year or two he spent over there at Miami. Wide receiver coach, I'm drawing a blank here.
George McDonald
that came over from Illinois a couple years back. And tight ends coach, Chuck.
You're looking at the list.
Yeah. My eyes are old.
You got the youngest eyes in the room.
I know it. I'm sorry. Joe Cotts, who was over there at Alabama. They grabbed him a couple years ago. These coaches now, especially under Kiffin, I mean, it's like Saban, you know, outside of Pete Golding and Charlie Rice and a couple of these, you know, Randall Joyner. I mean, they're in and out every year. It's just so darn hard to keep up with them because they change every year. But that's a good thing. You like continuity. And Chuck, I believe off the top of my head, is this the exact same staff? Did they lose anybody from last year?
I don't think they
lost anybody. Exact, which is crazy because it's half the staff normally changes each year under Lane. So, I mean, that's another feather in the
cap. Happens everywhere.
I can't keep up with the players, and I can't keep up with the coaches with this transfer portal and the way coaches fly around. I mean, I get caught back up in August.
Well, it just puts more of the emphasis of just keeping up with the front of the jersey, right? The name on the front of the jersey, yeah. Not really paying attention to the back of the jersey.
And so another question is the football transfer portal, and is there opportunity to sign anyone else before the season?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always opportunity, but I don't know how many really good kids
good ones.
Are still
there's
left
hundreds
out there.
Of them that are still in the portal. I mean, just like baseball, it will close on Wednesday after July the 2nd, but they'll be signing all the way through, you know, through August.
The rest are obvious questions that we're going to get to Clem with in the next segment. So we'll hang on to that and do some injuries. Now, by the way, those text messages brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. The injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your official orthopedic team of physicians and always for decades now been around Ole Miss Athletics. And I want to let you know about the Orthopedic Institute of North Mississippi in Tupelo, Pontotoc, Corinth, and Amory. What we got injury-wise?
Yeah, Chuck, you know, speaking of those offensive linemen, Jaden Williams, he's been injured off and on throughout his career at Ole Miss. What do you have, a knee scope? What do you have done in the spring?
Shoulder, wasn't it?
Shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay, wasn't the knee, it was the shoulder. What
what I'm hearing is everybody's practicing right now, 7-on-7, and doing their drills, and everything's good. Now, of course, no contact, but Perkins is fine. Williams is fine. Diego Pounds is fine. T.J. Daugherty is fine.
Remember what T.J. was?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But he missed all the spring.
Yeah, missed all the springs.
Him and Perkins.
The transfer corner from Arkansas missed all the spring. And
he's back.
He's back. He's running around, which is needed. Do you think that maybe it's getting a little bit overblown about the defensive backs? Because they kept signing some good players, and then you continue to hear the things, we need more DBs, need more DBs. Do you think when they continue to add on that maybe it's a little bit less – of a dire need
than
what
it
was.
Oh yeah, it's less. You brought in Kite and
How about Kite? Have you heard anything on him?
Outstanding, freakish athlete, but you know he's got some issues that he has to work. Personal issues he has to work out. But they say he's an absolute freak of an athlete. But the guys at Auburn told me that when we signed him that. He's got the physical goods.
The portal DB they signed out of South Alabama, I've heard Fletcher. I've heard a lot of good things about him.
Heard good things out of him. I heard they moved Banks back to safety.
Back to safety.
It kind of surprised me. That tells me that they're happy with the corners that they've brought in. So Fletcher being one, and the kid from Arkansas being another one. So you know.
That's two big additions that they did not have going through spring practice.
Yeah,
and safety has been a concern. Like Harry told us, you know, I don't know, probably Harry's what, 6'2", 6'3", so I mean everybody's kind of small to him. But he said, you know, we just kind of look short out there at the defensive backs, and so getting someone like Banks in there, a longer 6'2", 6'3" guy, will certainly help in that aspect as well.
Yeah, no question about it.
By the way, the man that has to pray over all of the Ole Miss radio crew and the football team, Fish Robinson, said, same staff in all major positions.
There we go.
He text messaged in.
There we go.
Thank you, Fish.
Thank you, Fish. All right, we'll come back with Coach Clem next.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me tell you about Gateway Tire quickly. They've served us, some of us, in Mississippi since 1929. Not any of us. But they've been serving some of you maybe out there since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Now we will dig into Ole Miss baseball again. We'll bring back in from the coaching staff, Coach Mike Clement. Clem, hello.
How we doing, guys? I have not been around since 1929 either, so some days it feels like it when you got to work with Carl Lafferty, but I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. You guys are doing some good work in the transfer portal, Clem. To give us some thoughts on that.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, and I guess you better be excited this time of year because they haven't played for you yet, but certainly, we've checked some boxes that we want to check from a portal standpoint, and you know it's a big deal. We've talked about it on this show a bunch, and you know that portal class from a year ago was huge for us. So we don't win 43 games without them, and we feel like we're off to a good start in the portal again this year.
You really helped yourself with left-handed pitchers, which we were a little short on last year. So talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, we're excited about the really all five of the arms. We're certainly really fired up about, but in particular the left-handers. We feel like we got two really front line left-handers that can help us. One of them with SEC experience, and the other one coming off an injury, but you know, has huge upside, like a really good draft pick type upside. So we definitely feel good about it, and you know. The biggest left-handed pitcher we could get back is one that was on our staff from a year ago. So we're hoping for that one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Is there hope of that?
I don't know. You know, like the draft is so fickle that it's really hard to know. But certainly, you know, there's no one that cares more about Ole Miss baseball than Hunter Elliott, and he's made that very, very well known to us. And it's going to have to be right for him to sign. But listen, if I were, you know, scouting for the Chicago Cubs, it would be right. So I'm clearly biased and have seen every pitch he's thrown in college. So I hope they miss it.
Coach, is there any one spot maybe, or is it just kind of cherry on the top, or is there any needs out there still for you? And I know this is pre-draft and the portal, we still have that, what, until Wednesday? I believe July the 2nd for players to enter. But as of right now, are there any spots you're looking at?
I don't think, you know, we've checked the boxes or filled the spots, as you would say, that had huge need for us. But with that said, we're probably not done. You know, we would probably take one more position player and one more arm. You know, and the nice thing about being where we're at is, you know, we would like best available. And yeah. So we feel like we have a chance to get best available if he's out there. And so I would guess we're probably not done yet, but I think we're really happy with where our roster currently sits. But you never know.
Talk a little bit about the draft coming up for the high school guys you got coming in here. We did a little research, and Coy James is the highest one, anticipated to be in the 90s. What about some of the other guys? Are you worried about any of them?
Yeah, he is certainly the biggest draft risk, and I think certainly will have an opportunity to sign if he wants to do that. The other guys we feel pretty good about. It's a smaller, by design, smaller high school class this year, five position players and another six, I believe, pitchers. And so, and I think that's more of a product of the portal, you know, like we went a little bit smaller, you know, on the high school class just because of what's available in the portal. And as you guys know, we've talked about a bunch, you know, old wins. And so at bats under guys' belts are important. Innings pitched under guys' belts are important. And frankly, because of the way the system is and how the NCAA athletics are set up right now, sometimes the high school guys suffer a little bit from that.
I know it's a guessing game right now, but of the high school players that you signed, do you have an inkling on who might impact the team the quickest?
Ooh, buddy. That's a great question and an absolutely loaded question on, what are we on, June 30th, while I'm in the middle of nowhere Midwest watching a game.
Coach, let me ask you about one specific player. How about sure. That? The catcher you signed. Kelvin Arlenio, I'm probably pronouncing
butchering
it. Yeah. What? Just talk about what player. I'm hearing a lot of big things about him.
Yeah, he's a really good catch and throw guy. We hope the next in a long line of really good backstops for us. He can really catch and throw. He's really developed from a physical standpoint. He's a big kid and can hit and hit with power. So from South Florida, and we're really excited about him for sure.
What about Cannon Golden? Talk a little bit about his game, the outfielder from Buford.
Yeah, Cannon Golden is a left-handed hitting, freaky athlete. Can really, really run, is extremely strong in the weight room. His dad has a strength and conditioning background in the greater Atlanta area. He's from Buford High School, which is a dominant high school, really on the football field, which he played football all the way through and was a really good football player, and then had a great, obviously, baseball career too. Comes from he's got two sisters that are, I joke with him, better athletes than he that are softball players. But he's got a chance to really impact us because he brings something to the table that maybe we don't always have, and that's some real speed, some real athleticism, and can really run it down in the outfield. We're really excited about him.
Speaking of the outfield, Coach, talk about Fetty's development playing center field out there in the summer league so far.
Yeah. He's out in Cape Cod playing a lot of center field. And, you know, we want him to be as versatile as he can possibly be. And we haven't certainly shut the door on the infield part of that, which he didn't play this year for us, just basically out of need, but played a bunch of outfield. And we feel like his athleticism can translate more to the middle of the field, and I think it's best for him long term also that if he stays in the outfield that he can continues to develop as a center fielder because of his athleticism. So you know, it's gone really well. Certainly have, in fact, I talked to him this morning, and he feels really comfortable out there, and we'll certainly give him a shot to play out there all fall.
Coach, I was real excited about getting the kid from Murray State, Dom Decker. What drew you to him?
Well, I cannot speak quite yet on guys that have not, their papers have not cleared
yet. Oh, I got
you. Gotcha.
I'll leave the internet to figure that one out.
Well, I enjoyed watching him play. I know that.
Coach,
Murray State was really good. Had a really, really good lineup and could really hit. I will say that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
Coach, the portal, you know, last year we had the fireworks go off in a bad way, you know, the 24 hours before the portal closed. And we're keeping our fingers crossed for this one. Are everybody, does it look good for everybody to stay that's on the team so far?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's a couple guys, but probably no one of the impact that you're talking about that we lost from a year ago. We feel really, really solid with all those guys that were everyday players for us. You know, and that was part of what made us so good this year is, you know, you lose two guys that are first rounders and you're supposed to stink. So we had a bunch of guys who wanted to be here, and those guys that have a chance to come back are really, really solid. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention two guys by name, and I should probably mention more than two, but you're talking about Will Furness and Judd Uttermark. Those guys are kind of glue guys that hold everything together. Mm-hmm. And obviously the momentum of winning 43 games and hosting a regional is good and not coming off a bad year. That helps too. But those guys, I wish I could share all the group text messages between our team and all of that. There's some incredible leadership quality on some of those guys that we feel strongly are coming back.
Coach, with the changes of the portal now, where teams like yourself are not sending all their better players to the summer leagues because you don't want them to go blow up out there, then you know, we know what can happen then. What do you do with like a Pano that needs more developing this all season if he's not playing in the summer leagues? Where does he get those reps outside of just taking ground balls? How does he gain some experience this summer to up his game for next fall?
Yeah, it's an awesome question, and it's a really, really tough balance. Unfortunately, it's what it is. And so it's incumbent upon us, and specifically Coach Mangum, Joel, and I, that we get a ton of, even before fall ball starts in that skill instruction period, get live at bats. And so pitchers are building up for fall ball, and so when they build up, we oftentimes will put hitters in there, and we need to be real specific on maybe it's not as big a deal for Judd or Furness or Folly to get those at bats because they had two hundred to 250 at bats during the season, but really important for guys like you said, Pano, to get at bats because we see a real future with him. And so, you know, that's the important part because you're right. Summer ball is tough because guys get exposed and all of those things. But certainly we still have guys out in summer ball and they need to go play because, you know, they need to get the reps. And so, you know, we still have several guys out there playing too.
So tell me about we keep noticing a fellow on my website on our message board keeps up with all the summer ball. And is it Surowick? Mm-hmm. Surowick is Surowick batting over
from the coast.
He's batting over 400 in his summer league. What can we anticipate out of him?
Yeah, we have several guys. He, you know, some guys that didn't get very many at bats, and Tate Sermons is another name. Brett Mosley, all of those guys are off to great starts in the summer and have really torn it up, and you know, it's what you hope for. We want those guys to have at bats, and they've gone out, and man, they've really played well. And so those guys are big pieces of our future, we hope. And you know, with the at bats and coming along, you hope they make a big impact on our team next year.
Coach, you had the draft coming up in a couple weeks, and then all the teams are scrambling, right? You think this guy's not going to go. He ends up going. So everybody's scrambling. You know, how nervous are you? Anxious or what's the word? And do y'all have game plans? Of course you do. You know, if X player ends up going that you thought was going to stay, can you feel those kind of guys in the portal, you know, when the portal's really closed or not closed for to sign the players, but getting in the portal on Wednesday?
Yeah, it. I came here in the summer of 2014 with brown hair, all brown, and the majority of it is now gray. And this is one of the reasons why. You know, obviously the NCAA puts in the portal and the portal windows and all of those things, and they're not necessarily specifically thinking about baseball when they do this. The toughest part about our sport is, like you said, the portal closes at midnight tomorrow night, and then we have 2 weeks, and then the draft happens. And so if you get cleaned out by the draft, you're really in trouble. And there's not a ton you can do. Obviously, there's still players in the portal, but you got to remember the portal's been open since basically Memorial Day. And so a lot of the good players, like with us, are taken. And so it gives some anxiety for sure, but that's where the relationships come in, and obviously we're in constant communication with our guys that are draft eligible. There are some that we think will sign, and we've accounted for that. And then there are others that are draft eligible that we're counting on coming back, and they've indicated that they want to, but you still never know. It takes one team to draft them in a spot that they didn't see themselves getting drafted, and then you're out a player, and typically that's a really good player.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Keep watching those dudes out there, and we'll see you when you get back in
town.
Travel
safe, bud.
Thank you, my man.
All right, man. Always fun.
We look forward to it. You too. Always. Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and quickly, in these last 2 minutes, do my SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. And bring to you the latest MLB.com. They do a top whatever, 120-some-odd.
Yeah.
And more, but as we mentioned, Coy James out of Davis County, New York,
shortstop,
listed at number 94 according to MLB in the upcoming draft. Luke Hill, number 98 in that list, and then you get somewhere in the 120s to 130s,
Mason Morris. Yeah,
117 is where.
And I was telling y'all before the show started, it's fascinating now what a premium shortstops are. Six of the top 10, 11 of the top 20 are shortstops. It used to be left-handed pitchers, right?
Yeah.
Particularly high school left-handed pitchers. But now it's dominated by college players, and it's dominated by shortstops.
Well, you see what happens when you're struggling at shortstop.
Yeah,
like we did a little bit at times.
Yeah. Last 2 years.
Shout out former Ole Miss golfer Jackson Suber, a top six in the Detroit Rocket Classic over the weekend.
No doubt.
Moved him up to number 108 in the latest PGA rankings.
Get him a couple more good tournaments and he will not sweat it out anymore.
We finish it up next.
Way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we'll finish things up here by thanking Coach Clem for being on with us and joining us, you for your text messages, and getting us some red and blue chip recruiting news presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to enhance the NIL opportunity for Ole Miss student athletes in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit earlier about Landon Barnes that committed to Ole Miss this afternoon over Ohio State. Out of Duncansville, Texas, big-time edge rusher, Chuck. He's 6'4", 245. He's really good against the run, too. Number 93 overall prospect, 12th edge player. He's going to be special. It's a really big get for Ole Miss. And then this week, you know, I alluded to earlier that a lot of good news could be coming Ole Miss's way. Morton's four-star wide receiver, Xavier McDaniel, also a top 100 national player, is going to announce on July 4th. He's Deuce's cousin. Ole Miss is the big RPM leader right now. He's 6'3", and LSU is who Ole Miss is mainly battling for. So 4th of July could definitely be very good for Ole Miss on the wide receiver front. Another commitment watch is four-star 2026 tight end J.C. Anderson. He'll be announcing tomorrow. He's 6'6", 230. He's out of Illinois. He's the number 7 tight end in the country. Number 149 overall player. Ole Miss is the big RPM leader over Notre Dame for him. So another, you know, top 150 kid that Ole Miss, that could be the third they get this week. Picayune Memorial defensive lineman, four-star. This is the one I really want, Chuck. Nolan Wilson, he makes his decision on July 4th. He's visited Ole Miss, Alabama, Miami. It looks like right now Alabama has a lot of momentum for him, Chuck. He's the number 44 overall prospect in the country and the number 3 defensive lineman. Big old boy, 6'5", 265. I still think whether he commits to Alabama on the 4th of July or not, I think Ole Miss is going to be all the way until signing day. Tupelo defensive back Iverson McCoy is going to announce on July 3rd between Ole Miss and State. He's 6 feet tall. He's rated the 46th safety. He plays corner a lot for Tupelo, but he's really more of a natural safety. He was committed to Mississippi State for about 6-7 months, but he decommitted from them. I think news and the trends seem to be pointing towards Oxford for Iverson to announce for Ole Miss. As you know, Ole Miss has another defensive back at Tupelo committed as well. Tupelo has one of the best defenses, high school defenses, in the state, or the best for the last several years. Four-star athlete Jet Goldsberry out of Indiana will announce July 7th. Ole Miss is recruiting Jet as a safety. He's 6 foot, 195, and the tea leaves are pointing towards Oxford that way as well. I'm just telling you, this week could be really big for Ole Miss. And on July 4th, another defensive lineman out of St. Martin, Jaden Curtis. You remember old Dwayne Curtis?
Yeah.
His son.
Really?
Wow.
His son out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 6'3", 265, showed up at the Ole Miss O-line camp in June, won the MVP, was offered on the spot, and I think he's going to be a Rebel on July 4th.
Nice.
So that's kind of a big recruiting roundup for this week.
I like those hidden gems, too.
I do, too.
Let's do the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home or business. Certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text. Here's the number, 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, it appears on paper at least, the Rebel baseball team and the Lady Rebel softball team are doing a good job of reloading their talent pool. The Rebels have landed five pitchers with quality stats, and you can never have too many arms. They've also gained the services of two power-hitting outfielders and Dom Decker, Murray State's second baseman, who's a scrappy ball player who put the ball in play a lot when he's at the plate. Second semester summer school started last Thursday, and it'll be all hands on deck for the football team. No casualties, we were told, and we were also told that all the injured guys from spring are currently working out, and basically I was told at full speed. The bad, I can't think of a thing at this moment. Every team is undefeated. Recruiting seems to be going good, and fan enthusiasm is rightfully high. It's always a good time to be a Rebel, but now it seems like an exceptional time to be a Rebel. Enrollment's up. Happy days are here.
No doubt. And speaking of enrollment, this fall is going to be just
another
madhouse.
Record freshman class.
I think it's going up, the freshman class, by like 25-28%.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing, though, that there's a direct correlation,
no doubt,
between how your sports teams are doing and enrollment?
No, you look at Alabama, they were like 16,000 students before Saban got there.
It happened to Clemson when their football team started. Now, theirs expanded.
But look, Glenn Boyce is he's going to go down as one of the all-time great Rebels. He's doing an unbelievable job.
I saw where he signed a two-year deal. Not signed a two-year deal, but on the SEC, some committee with the SEC. So that tells me that he's going to be here at least two more years.
Good. That's big.
Because there's been rumors circulating
that he might retire. He had a couple of health issues a couple of years back, and I think he was – burned out a little bit, but Kayak did as good a job as anybody in my lifetime, but I think Boyce might surpass him.
Well, we were talking earlier, 9 weeks away before an Ole Miss football game, 8 weeks away for college football to start, including a Big 12 matchup with Iowa State, Kansas State, to actually get it started August 23rd.
That's going to be nice.
Dublin, Ireland. You ready? Would you like to go to Dublin, Ireland for a game?
Will Chuck pay for me?
I'm sure he will. Got the big bucks stashed in there.
I need some of that Chucky money.
No question.
All right, we're done.
Howdy, toddy.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.